good, feels good. You know what I mean?
How you know that water for you, man? You just drinking water?
I don't even know.
So I come, oh, yeah, that's how I pulled
just
up.
Just coming here drinking water?
Yeah, man.
You don't even know. I might have put something in it.
I just assumed y'all were professional hosts of the place with all white people and shit.
It's not all white people.
I mean, looking inside, it was like French couscous. And
oh, that's a whole different place.
I was like, are they going to hear us yelling and shit?
Oh, that's going to fuck up their whole cooking lesson. The French yell.
Yeah, they're already loud.
I record my podcast in a trap house, so like,
I've been there. Yeah.
So this is professional.
Talking about white people. That's a white people trap house.
That is a white people trap house. But it's like all black people doing their podcast.
Oh, that's true.
All you need is like two niggas arguing about Madden.
Basically, though, they be playing Madden in the background. If you ain't recording, they like, yo, you mind if we get this going on? We do the Jokeman there now.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. The Jokeman?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Malik B and Herman Rice and shit do their podcast there. That's black. Ian Edwards was over there the other day doing a podcast.
Ian Edwards, wow. Was D wear hazmat?
Jamel Dotson moved in, so it's like clean now.
But
Jamel's always just walking around like, these niggas don't wash the dishes. They don't put the bathroom up. So now that shit's clean. There's signs everywhere.
He gonna be upset.
You adults do your dishes.
He gonna be upset after 2 months. Ain't nothing gonna happen.
You was here, you saw it when you moved in.
Yeah. It's a comedy house, dog.
Yeah. How's this go? We already recording?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, y'all wild. Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah, that's how we do
that's
it.
That's Tim in there.
That's Tim in there. What's
up to Tim? How you feeling?
World-class engineer.
We keep it free, man. It's no rules, man. It's like comedy.
Yeah, I like it.
It's no rules in comedy.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Right?
Jesus. Here we go. Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Well, welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradless and Greg.
Yeah.
How you doing, homie?
Doing much better.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Always. You got your Jerry Curl juice on the back of your chair.
Oh, really?
Dripping? Turn around, take a look. Oh, you dripping.
You dripping hard, nigga.
It's beautiful.
This is my coming to America moment.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I just stepped out the shower. I was like, all right, let me just like.
Do you go coming to America? Like, I prefer the house party, follow the drip.
Mm.
And I know, coming to America is the go-to one, but I'm a big fan of, that never know rob nobody.
follow the drip.
I mean, for my black movies, I go Color to America and then a strong left to The Color Purple.
Wow.
That's a hard left. And then a deep down south to Malcolm X. So, so it's a lot of, chocolate, sex with chocolate to, who this Harpo? to get your hands out of my pocket.
Oh, God, I use that one all the time. That's one of my favorites.
I go from, do the right thing to, don't be a menace while drinking your juice. Do we have a problem?
That's a deep cut.
Do we have a problem?
Yeah.
Or like a deep cut, 3 o'clock high.
Deep. That's a deep.
I wouldn't know none of that. It's like a Wayne's Brothers spoof of like Dangerous Minds. And the high school.
I remember that.
You watched all of they shit.
I
quit some of them. I was like, okay, I get it.
At a point, you had to stop. You go, okay.
Yeah. They ain't never gonna stop.
He's like, I don't believe that Damon Wayans, or I think the older one, Keenan Ivins, like, I don't believe you're a world class assassin.
was that the plot?
Of some movie where he was like a world class,
detective.
I think it was Jada Smith.
Janet.
And then I was just like, why don't you just put Will Smith in this?
That
shit?
That was Shame, Low Down Dirty Shame.
Yeah,
fuck Will Smith. I love that movie actually. And Low Down Dirty Shame.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Definitely saw that multiple times. Multiple times.
Where?
Didn't he have
at home?
Okay. VHS.
My mom used to buy all the shits at the video store. She would just look at the for sale bin and just bring them shits home, like, all the time. So she would just come home with, like, 8-9 movies, and we'd be like, bet, what we got? And we would just go through those and just watch trash.
Won't she? Didn't Keeney Ivory Wayans have those Morpheus glasses?
Yeah. He was a precursor to The Matrix.
Maybe
it sparked the Wachowskis' brain to do
He was doing that shit before. That was probably before Blade.
Blade had the one. He had the red one. Yeah, too, right?
He was the original nigga in the trench coat.
Damn, we gotta get some love to Keenan. Yeah, yeah. I wanna, you know, Keenan. You know, his ass probably be watching these. And be like, yeah, you know, I was the first nigga to do that.
Go see him bringing it up in interviews now.
Hey, Damon. Hey, Damon. Did I tell you?
You know what I love to call that? I love to call that the Little Richard Award. Every year, a black man takes that award. Like, I was the first nigga to blah, 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 blah. He's going to be like, I was the first nigga to invent dancing. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
You're the first nigga to dance with Diddy. Before that, niggas just bobbed their heads in rap videos.
Dance, but Diddy dance.
That's he 50.
Yeah.
50 is different now.
It's totally, we're just old now.
Nah, 50 look, I mean,
it look different. It does look different.
Yeah, 50's different when you have a couple $100 million. Yeah. You can keep young.
Remember we were young though, like a teenager and you saw a 50-year-old and you're like, damn, that's 50. Puffy don't look 50.
Nah.
He looked don't look 50. Lotioned. Yeah.
You know? How old are you? I'm lotioned.
Lotion years old. Stop asking.
I'm smooth.
He look like he stretch. You know what I'm saying? He look flexible.
Him and Russell, you'd be doing yoga and
shit. They do be doing yoga.
Yeah.
How old is Russell? Russell's
70, 73 years old.
He not 73. I don't know how old Russell
is. He old as shit, though.
He's older than Diddy.
Of course he older than Diddy.
Yeah. He gone now. You never see him again.
Russell?
Yeah.
Because the Me Too shit?
Yeah, he dipped out. He's out of the country.
He still got his money.
He's out of the country.
That nigga, he liquidated.
Nah.
He's in Indonesia.
No, he ain't.
That
really?
Yeah.
Like on Instagram?
Nah, just like that nigga's gone. Like he's just doing business shit in Indonesia.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you, asked.
I'll tell you afterwards. I got facts.
What? Really? I mean, tell us now. This is ridiculous. I want to do business in Indonesia.
No, he can't do it here. It's like, you know, we can't do what here? Anything. Once you get Me Too, for better or for worse, you know, whether they should or they shouldn't, you can't operate here anymore.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
He has millions of dollars. He should just chill out anyways.
But niggas can't do that. He got to operate.
But doesn't he have people operating under him? Like, that's what, like, when he left All Def Digital, All Def Digital still is going on.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He just stopped being the president of it.
But they put stuff out?
Yeah, they still put up stuff.
Read some articles. There's a complete collapse of leadership at All Def Digital.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, within the last few months.
Oh, word.
Complete collapse.
I like to
everybody
see the All Def Digital board meeting.
So it's done?
It's not done, but I don't know who's left there. Like, literally everyone cleared out. CEO down.
Cleared out?
But they're still making videos.
That's like some Succession type shit.
Hmm? They're still making videos, though, right?
Are they? I don't know. I haven't seen any lately.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either.
I mean, I ain't be checking for it.
They did a big Rolling Stone article about them.
You know what?
Yeah.
Some of the people, because I did an audition one time, we had to do like a roasting session, like a round robin, whatever. Yeah. And some of those people in that office, I see them at open mics now.
Yeah. That's
a
clear
note. That is a clear sign.
Yeah, so now it just clicked in my mind. I was like, that is true, because why are you here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clear sign.
Wow. Well,
that sucks.
How the mighty have fallen.
I mean, you know, it happened.
And gone to Indonesia.
And gone to Indonesia.
Go to open mics.
Worst places to retire.
Well, today's guest, we have, you've been hearing him talk for the last, I mean, what we
said? 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Cool 10, yeah.
Aston Wallace, man.
Hey,
give it up for Aston.
I'm going by Pinky Ring Smoke.
Pinky Ring Smoke.
I wanted to tell you, you should go by Toe Ring Mist.
Toe Ring Mist?
Toe Ring Mist would be dope.
I'd have to start wearing like open-toe shoes to let niggas know I was right. And I'm not Greg. I ain't ready for that yet. I'm not ready for that retirement yet.
When I wear open-toe shoes?
I feel like you about to. I feel like any day.
You're about
a year away from wicker hats.
Jesus.
Even like sandals, like them leather
toes
open
out,
toe,
no.
Like, you know, strappy shoes.
You know what we do? No. We do toes out, not toes out, with sandals with socks, but a toe ring over the sock.
that's some Eddie Murphy shit.
You'd be like,
I might be. I don't really like rocking the open toes too much. Yeah.
But I have horrible feet, so it
makes me feel bad.
I'm just, you know, it's not a bad look. I just see you out there in the desert and shit.
I know you fuck
with the desert. You're going to be out there with your toes out. Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to have boots on.
Yeah. All right, okay.
If you do go to the desert, I might have some things I need for you to hide. So, thank you.
I mean, why else would you get a place? I mean, yeah. I ain't gonna shout out. But that's, I'm like, when I event one, you put the desert idea in me. You were the first person like, no, you need to go out there, the desert. I ain't gonna, you know, play it online because we can't have people rushing it.
But I got this piece of property I'm looking at right now.
You always do, man. Nice. I know you do.
Now I got the bread though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's dangerous now.
Are you a desert person?
Oh hell yeah.
I love the desert.
I drove through the desert. I remember driving through Arizona, but I don't feel like it's like
5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much money. Put a little cabin up there.
I need color, like patches of grass, foliage.
First of all, grass ain't lasting for another decade. We about to be done with grass.
Grass is out.
Take grass out your dreams.
Is Russell Simmons in Indonesia trying to get rid of grass?
Out there talking about, yo, grass is out.
Is he big shorting grass?
Inside track, man.
I'm telling you, grass is about to be over.
It's done.
Cows, don't you see the cows dying? They're making fake meat, baby.
We all going to be just vegan with rock lawns and all that.
Rock lawns?
Rock lawns, yeah.
If we make it.
That's how we make it. We're going to make it.
Oh, you think so?
It's just not everybody's going to make it.
So how are you going to say we going to make it? Yeah.
That's not necessarily we, but some people
We the collective
it.
As yeah. human beings.
And everybody's like, oh, the world's going to end with global warming. I'm like, no, it's just going to get shittier. There's still going to be a whole lot of people just in a little bit less space.
The world's going to end how it just always was going to end in a huge war.
Even then. Nuclear holocaust. There's still just going to be some gnarled,
they'll participate radiated more,
people. There'll still be people here.
There'll still be people. There'll still be like, I got to operate with my radiated ass, and we got to keep going as a society.
Well, the coast's going to be fucked, but middle America's going to be all right.
You'll be all right.
A lot of billionaires are buying land, like by the hundreds of thousands of acres in Texas.
Kanye just bought another thousand acres yesterday, yeah.
And
he bought additional to the 4,000.
Oh,
he just bought another $14 million ranch yesterday.
Where?
In Wyoming.
Wyoming, Montana, Texas, mm-hmm. all the middle America places. Billionaires are buying it just because, you know, when the fucking, when the water starts flooding, it's going to all these coastal ass cities is going to be a wrap.
And Ted Turner.
Yeah.
Ted Turner got all of it.
Montana.
He bought most of Montana. He's got all the way through. Ted Turner's goal is to be able to ride his horse from the Canadian border to the Mexico border without ever leaving his property. Wow. And that's been his goal in buying property the whole time.
I remember reading this book, World War Z, and then there was a point.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I never saw the movie.
I thought he was about to like break down some like historical book.
No, it was a great book.
I was reading Guns, Germs, and Steel.
Is that a real book?
Yeah, it's a real book. It's a good book, too.
Super book. Good book.
Yeah, it talks about the history of warfare, all that shit. Yeah. Basically, like, there's a point where, like,
fuck y'all, smarty on that. Motherfucker.
There's a point in the book where it's like, oh, all these people that, like, all the rich motherfuckers are being protected by, like, the security guards. But, like, eventually, those people are going to be like, oh, self-preservation. And then imagine 300 million motherfuckers, and then an additional, 50 million in Canada are going to come through and be like, fuck Ted Turner's land.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop.
Yeah.
The initial crisis.
Right.
Maybe you could stave it off for a couple, I don't know how many, long. I don't know how big the crisis is, but eventually people will be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You have bison and we're fucking hungry.
Right, yeah.
Fuck TBS. I don't like Shawshank Redemption anyways.
No one would say that. No one's going to say that.
I know.
Even mad as they was, they were like, take that back.
I'm sorry. We are hungry, though. I was just hungry. I say things when I'm mad.
It's a great movie. Let's kill this nigga and watch that on this theater.
Bill Gates is trying to start his own like community, too. I read that today.
I've been thinking a lot about, speaking of books, Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are they?
Do not fuck with Ayn Rand. It's a good idea when you're like in college and be like, people can fuck
with her concepts without swallowing them wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Okay,
the broad strokes are cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like reading her book, I'm like,
she's kind of freaky sometimes.
It's
like Kanye.
Exactly.
And so he's right.
No.
But no.
And that's why I can still fuck with him, because I could be like, I don't got to swallow his whole thing to say I fuck with him. The same way I could like read a book and be like.
But what you going to say about Ayn Rand?
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, and I forget which one, but they're like all the smart rich people. Is that the one where they all build the society and they're like the smart people are just disappearing?
I think it's Fountainhead.
And they realize, that they started this own little community for themselves. And I'm like, how long till, like, are they not doing this? Like, is there not a place that's off the map? Like, Dick Cheney's house where you can't see it on a satellite. Yeah. Like, they got a place more than Dick Cheney's doing that shit.
Of course. If you got billions, shit, if you got half a billion, you have the money and the access to do anything you want. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Yeah. That's why I have a big old spot in the desert.
Oh, hell yeah.
Big old underground facility.
Guns
out the ass.
Guns. Guns.
Yeah.
And more guns.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't feel safe.
Look, I don't even want guns. Like, I wouldn't even kick right it now, out
Tim,
that spot.
emergency doors, where are they? Okay. I mean,
I would have like a little says, like my whole family could come. We could fight that bitch, anything that's coming, for a while.
For a while, yeah. For a minute,
we put up a defense.
Yeah. Yeah. A good defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan.
Or have your own machine shop so you can make your own bullets and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, manufacturing.
Stock up all that.
I'm the idea guy. Please bring me along.
He's like, come on, don't kill me, y'all. Don't. I have value. I have purpose.
Please.
I can provide.
I love how we always start talking about the end of the world. Never
else,
fails.
What else do you want to talk
about? Because it's getting close. It's getting to the point where things that are structural are really going to be gone soon. We're at a point now where they're just really just staving it off. Yeah. So the shock value won't hit us anymore.
Mm. How long you think we got, Ashton?
Well, one, like I said, I don't think the end is coming. But before, like, an apocalypse.
No, it's going to be real shitty.
Yeah, just like the real shitty. I don't know if it's going to be an event. I think we just slowly
just fall into it.
Yeah, like 10 years from now. Did you see the show Years and Years?
Oh, I love
it. Yeah, Oh, great, my God. Right? Yeah.
I don't know how everybody wasn't losing their minds about that. It was the best thing I saw.
Yeah.
Dude,
The Light Bright Girl?
That and Chernobyl was fucking dope. But those little tidbits of information where it's like, shit is happening now, where like, there'll be years later, it'll be like, we're having a tiger knees for, you know what I mean? Like, at the tiger knee taco truck.
But they just kept on going. They was like, I guess we'll open a food truck. Yeah. Like, that's what, like, they thought, like, that the nuclear bomb was going to be, like, the end of the world, and it was like, it wasn't. People just keep going on.
Yep.
Like,
but as we knew it, like, our food supply chains, like, they gave you subtle hints of, like, things were not as great.
It's not, like, the end. You know what I mean? Like, when Trump got elected, like, literally, the morning after the Trump election, something was going on in my building that someone was like slamming doors real loud. And I woke up like, this is it. Niggas is rising up. I knew it was coming.
I should have bought that property in the desert.
I was like, I don't got no guns in here.
I'm thinking about what's about me?
Like, straight up.
What's the sharpest thing I can get my hands on?
I believe you. I believe you.
Dead ass, bro. Like, I was all hungover shit. I was like, oh my God.
Here we go.
And I'm just like, they about to reelect them.
Oh, you know it.
Like, I think they're going to miss their shot on this thing, and we just going to keep going. Like, it's just going
On the impeachment?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's a blatant, now you can't, like, people are going to be justified in being like, you can't tell me anything.
You took your shot, and you missed. Yeah. So he's innocent. Like, that's what
he's not innocent.
No, that's not what I'm saying he is, but that's what his supporters are going to say.
Like, no. Even his supporters, if you put them on the, like, sodium pentothal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's true serum. They'll know that he's guilty of what he did. They just don't give a fuck. So now what you did is you broke it the other way, where it's now it's like,
He's
emboldened now. And other people are smarter than him are going to be more emboldened to do crazier shit.
Yeah, he took the punch.
Yeah, I mean, and he's doing shit where it's like blatantly just, I'm not going to, like, whatever. I'm not going to sound like, you know, I'm not Rachel Maddow. I'm not that smart.
Right.
You know, I just put these curls in.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But you know what I mean? It's like, it's blatantly awful shit that's just not good for
I was talking
society.
Cute Trump supporter yesterday, so I was like entertaining everything.
A cute Trump supporter?
Super cute. Yeah, so I was like, go on, tell me. Like, I won't, go ahead.
What's your name? What's her first name?
Danielle.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm like, you know, whatever, we talked about it, and she's like, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't get that mad about Trump shit all the time. Like, you know, I don't like Trump.
Yeah,
but
I don't get mad about it, but it's blatantly. It's obvious.
She was like dating, like she went on a date with a dude. And like, as soon as she said she voted for Trump, he like was out. And I was like, I mean, you know, I was like, we can talk about whatever. Like, I ain't,
I've had sex with an evil person before.
Dude, it's fine. Let's figure it out. You might be a real sweet evil person. But like, she was like, you know, and so I'm being like cool about it. And she starts like listing things that Trump's doing. I was like, oh, well, no, that shit's illegal as fuck. And like, that right there is a clear violation of like this and that of the Constitution. prostitution. That's not even the big deal. She's like, yeah, but he did this. I'm like, oh no, that right there is definitely a war crime. And she and I was like, the guy is guilty of shit. I'm just not going to be losing my mind or shit. And I don't think, and like, if I don't give a fuck that much, like, they definitely don't give a fuck.
You have to correct them in a way where you feel like they like it's toneless. You know what I mean? It's like, oh no, that's just wrong. But anyways.
Yeah, that's basically what I did.
You like, to, you like basketball? You know what I mean?
You like pistachio?
Yeah. Can we, because it's like, you know, at a certain point, we can disagree about whatever the fuck or whatever, but when there's the person at the top is blatantly, you know, a racist, and then you support and you just bypass that because, I don't know, you like some economic points that you like to regurgitate because you saw it on Fox News or some shit.
They also don't bypass but you don't really know. It. Like, have you ever talked to, like, a white person that just doesn't understand what racism is?
I do
like,
comedy in LA, yeah.
Yeah, like, unless someone says nigger, they're like, I don't, what did they say that was racist? Racist. How did you know that was racist?
Me personally, I don't think Trump's racist. I don't, I think he just wants money and he will play racist to get money.
No, he's racist.
No, I think
he's the Grand Wizard.
You think he's a Grand Wizard?
I think he's
straight
a Grand
up?
Wizard. I think he's like straight up the Grand Wizard.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's all. I think. I do.
You know what? I like that. Yeah. I like that
a
idea.
Grand Wizard.
I think he's a Grand Wizard. Yeah. Like I, you know, his dad's a Klansman.
His dad was a Klansman.
Dad was a Klansman.
They got he got sued by the government in the 70s for not renting to black people. They actually did conduct an investigation where they wouldn't send black people in there. They refused to rent to the same white people in there rented to those people.
Okay.
And I'll
he's trying
after,
to hang the kids in Harlem.
After Ann Coulter did the Hail Hitler, at the thing.
I remember that.
And she did it at the screen with him on it. And no one can tell me that was not a blatant Heil Hitler at the screen. It obviously is. That shit is symbolic. Like, these people are doing that for nothing. Like,
I almost laughed when you said Heil Hitler because I just watched Jojo Rabbit.
great movie.
Is it good? I got
to say. Oh, yeah. It's just a running movie. Gag of like, Heil Hitler.
So funny.
Yeah. I've done my, and I don't get that deep into them now, but I did my conspiracy theory dives back in the day.
Okay.
And that, you know, the shit is all there, like all the lightweight clues. And then, you know, you've got all the white supremacists kind of like pledging allegiance to them, and there's an uprising of it. And it's like David Duke failed and got exposed. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you put someone else in? Like, they had someone in before that they were making waves with that was the Grand Wizard. So why would they not try to get another Grand Wizard in?
Like, I'm not going to judge you wholeheartedly, you know what I mean, if you support them. But also, I'm not going to placate the bullshit. I'm not going to...
Yeah.
It's making you dumb. It's insulting your intelligence. Like, what you did was good, because it'd be like, hey, no, that's definitely a war crime, but moving on.
Right.
Because it's insulting your... At the end, it's making you dumb.
Like, and I'm not even really going to argue over it and shit.
Yeah, you're like, not going to argue over it, but it's like...
You're going to get it or you're
not. But also, it's like, no, you're going to get... I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, you're fucking wrong, but also, like, you're not going to make me feel like I live in a world that I don't exist in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there are real things that happen and there are real consequences, and I have eyes and ears. And so do you too, but you're just, you know.
Their eyes and ears hear different.
Who do you think the Democrats
but you just can't be judged about it.
Who do you think the Krats going to put up? That's what I call them, the Krats.
The Krats.
They said Pete.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I pronounce it Pete.
Buttigieg. And like, I don't know how everyone's not calling him Pete Buttigieg. Like, what are we missing?
We're saving
here?
It for Trump. You know,
we're saving it for Trump.
You know, Trump. Big thing at the debate. If he does debate him, he's gonna be like, you know what? I've been saving this for the third debate. I decided to call you Pete. Man, Pete, booty scratcher. He's gonna say it again for emphasis. Booty scratcher.
Pistol Pete, booty scratcher.
Pistol Pete, booty scratcher.
Because that's all he did as the mayor.
Yeah.
Which is scratch his booty. And then for some reason, that's gonna be like a weird signal to like homophobic motherfuckers who are like, you know,
secretly gay,
it's gonna be their little dog whistle, and it's gonna be like, oh, I get what he's saying.
Yeah, booty itch.
And then we're gonna vote some guy who said booty scratcher.
Which brings to the point that I do believe that Trump will eviscerate just about anyone.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Except for, I think maybe Bernie's the only person that can beat him.
No.
I think Bernie could beat him if, I think Warren, Bernie together.
They're gonna tear. They're already ripping Warren each other apart from the inside. Yeah,
but I think them together, they could actually compete against him.
Yeah. I was watching,
but I don't know who's gonna concede.
Yeah.
All right. This is gonna sound weird. All right, but stick with me.
Okay.
You had me at weird.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just said Trump was the great.
So I have a theory. Okay.
It's a big suit.
Trump is the president, so this is not out of the realm of possibility. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had a childhood crush on Helen Mirren.
Oh yeah.
Color girl. She's very good. Yeah, she's very. She's just cute now. You know.
Uh-huh.
She's
old
the god. Yeah. The old lady. She's very. She's very sexy at what she does. So I was watching the HBO series Catherine the Great. It's good, right?
It's good.
I like it.
Trying to fuck Helen.
I'm trying to fuck. Yeah. Call me girl.
100. Yeah.
I just admire acting.
I look up Helen Mirren in a bikini like 3 times a year.
What?
Yeah, no, she's looks good too. She's like on an Angela Bassett type of level of like body.
She ain't.
For whatever.
She has
judge what my taste, okay? Don't minimize what I like.
She ain't no Angela Bassett though.
Yeah. I'm wrong. Whatever. I'm hungry, guys.
Hey, take some peanuts.
Thank you, Angela Bassett. So anyways, I'm watching it, right? And then like on the show, I don't know if this is true or not, they did it for effect, but they had the jester walking around telling jokes to people in power, just, I guess, you know, just to keep him in check when they're doing shit, right? And he's like in intricate meetings.
Yeah.
He's in the halls when they're like, he's in their bedroom sometimes when they're contemplating major shit about going to war and or who she's gonna, you know what I mean? Or she's gonna give her son the throne, all this shit.
Right.
And he's just saying jokes, right? So it should be Bernie.
Bernie's got zingers.
Vice President Jeff Ross.
Crazy.
Fucking, I'll throw it away.
Okay, hold on. I'm crazy? Trump is the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, Jeff Ross, I know. I don't support that idea either.
No, I know. It's stupid. But he won with zingers. Who's the best zing master? He'll say something and Jeff Ross will be like, boom, hit him with that. And then people would just be like, oh man.
Oh, shit, that's crazy. Yeah,
he's still killing me. Trump still was like a pseudo businessman. I mean, you know.
So is Jeff Ross. He's a millionaire. He created a business doing the roast. It's like, what? Like all those sponsors and shit. And
he
like
created
all that.
Not created that,
but he created the titty. Titty created dancing, and
Jeff Ross created roasting.
Okay?
Jeff Ross created roasting, period. No nigga before had ever roasted anybody in the history of ever.
Here's what we established on this podcast. Russell Simmons is in Indonesia doing business. Grass is over.
Done.
Grass is done.
Trump is the Grand Wizard of the
Grand
Ku Klux Klan.
That's the takeaway.
And Jeff Ross should be the vice president. Not the president.
And Kanye 2024.
Oh my God.
Jesus How you Christ. Like that new album?
I like it. It's not my favorite Kanye album.
Yeah.
I think it's got 5 solid songs on there, and like 3 out of the 11 aren't even real songs. So I'd say like 5 out of 8 like good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a solid leak. I'll send it to you. It's like the flawless Yandy leak.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah,
that one that came out. Not the one that came out
before?
No. This one came out 2 weeks ago. It's a whole different arrangement than that one.
Oh, really?
So it's got a bunch of the Jesus is King songs on there, but they're not as Christian-y. It starts off with Use This Gospel. The first one started off on the My New Body, that one. This one starts off on Use This Gospel. It's got New Body. It's got, I forget, one of the songs on a new album. It's got this verse on the end from Cardi that's bananas. It's got the full song, The 80 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the mix that was supposed to come out. Like, it sounds right. The songs are complete. The arrangement's right. Like, it's the album. It's fire.
So what'd you get on YouTube?
Someone sent me the link. Like, it was on YouTube for like hours. Yeah, and then they pulled it down. Someone ripped it off there first. And it's bars. I like the new album.
So just like a preacher, he just came back for the double back. Once.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Also, I need.
Hey, he's doing his opera this weekend.
Send the collection plate again.
Yeah, the opera's expensive.
Did you watch the movie?
I didn't watch the movie. I didn't get tickets because I went to Sunday service that weekend, and I was like, I can't be having my whole.
How
time.
Was it?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely. Like
at the forum?
Yeah, at the forum. It was it does get a little preachy and that's
a
not,
little?
That's
a
not,
little?
But like I mean
I only listened to the album twice but and like, there's so much Jesus in it. I don't think I'm gonna listen to it again.
But that's fine. It's like I would go to like my grandma's like Baptist church and I'd have a great time And like I still do it. And I'm still like, these songs are great and I love this. Mm-hmm. But when they start saying preachy shit, I just roll my eyes and sit down and wait till they sing another song. And that's how it was there. And they only had like one sermon. And
who preached?
Some white dude, which was weird. Like, what's his name? Tony Williams. Who's, he's leading, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
leading
yeah.
the choir. Mm-hmm. Tony Williams, he's like kind of like saying stuff throughout, like, yeah, because Jesus got us, you know, and like all that shit.
Tony
we like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, he's really keeping that up. And then, like, at some point, some dude came out and did a sermon about, like, God's grace or some shit.
How
like
long
that.
Was the sermon?
10 minutes. Mm. I mean, yeah. long enough for me to eat my hot dog.
He really got up.
I definitely went and got a hot dog.
How much was the hot dog?
$7.
Dog.
For a hot dog?
He is killing.
You think Jesus would pay $7 for a hot
First
dog?
First of all, it was $10 to get in. $10. Okay. $10 to get in. The parking was more expensive, which is on the forum.
How much was the parking? 20?
30.
Jesus.
They got me.
Jeez, that's where Jesus yeah. got, that's where he okay. got the money.
So all right, 30 parking, $10 to get in, yeah. $7 hot dog. Right.
You have 50
bucks. How many people were there?
I don't know. They filled it up pretty much.
Man.
Nigga, listen though.
Hold on.
Oh yeah, it is church.
First of all, they did not give him the tax free denomination, so it's not tax free to him. He's paying taxes on it. Two, I saw Kanye West in 2013. Me and my girl went, and my other homie and his girl. We paid $350 per ticket to go. That is before parking. That's before beers,
what, on
snacks,
StubHub
anything.
Or something? Or like
no.
secondary market?
No,
or like
that was donut. First market, VIP.
Okay.
I got some little keepsakes and shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
all
no,
right.
nigga, that's raking me. He charged me $10 for this. $10, because you got overhead.
Did he do old songs?
You got overhead.
Did he do old songs?
He did St. Pablo.
This is the VIP one. Are you talking about the church one?
Church one.
Okay.
So he did St. Pablo. He did, which, he didn't even do that live at the St. Pablo tour, so that was dope for me. He did St. Pablo with a choir. He did Jesus Walks. He did Father Stretch My Hands, but he can't sing the bleached asshole part. So he did a few Johns, yeah.
How?
This is so weird.
How mad?
This whole thing
Greg,
is so
it's so weird,
weird
but like I'm so excited weird. To see where it goes,
hold
first
on,
of all.
Hold on. How mad do you think Mace is right now?
Oh, that's funny.
Mace, fucking
Mace
Malice.
Is so mad right now.
That's He's like, funny. Oh, I could have kept going, nigga.
I just capitalize on this.
I'm broke, nigga.
Oh man!
I gotta
I don't
make a
know.
Comeback there's song every 10 years.
There's always a Xerox, and then a motherfucking Microsoft comes and says, like, "Let me take that mouse and bring."
You know what I mean?
I love Kanye, man. But like,
this is an old play. You know this, right?
This is an old. Play. I just it is
Bob
old play.
Dylan, Mace,
Elvis, even
Elvis.
Did it. Yeah. I didn't know that. Cause I'm listening to
Marvin Gaye a little bit.
I'm scared for him though. Like this is like if all the other shit that he did, I've never really been like scared for him. But now I'm kind of like. Scared for him.
I got scared from a while ago.
Huh?
I've been scared for him.
I'm really because yeah. now it's like because he is really religious. You know what I'm saying? Like he really grew up like this. And I think, you know, these other guys when they did it, they could have did it for the money grab. But I think for him, it's different.
It's real. Like
yeah.
I don't think it's not real. I don't think that he's not out there being like I've got a new faith in Jesus and I'm gonna go like and I think I have to use this gospel.
Yeah. I think it's an old play. Bob Dylan, all these people, like when they're at the height of your fame and then you go 10 years of people not telling you no.
Yeah.
And the only place, and then one day maybe, you know, is a low doses on the medication and some motherfucker in a suit goes, hey, how about Jesus? And just you just in the right emotional, vulnerable state and you go, you know what? You know who's not higher than me? I'm the best thing ever to ever exist. Only and then you know what happens? You get tired of Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because he's going to quit. He's going to quit Jesus.
But that, and here's the other thing. That
it's going to be ridiculous.
That, like, everyone forgets, like, people be mad at Kanye and shit. And I'm like, other people's lives, we have to remember that they're entertainment. Like, I'm not watching, so like, if I don't know you and I'm, like, involved in your story or whatever,
yeah.
that's just entertainment to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get, like, all upset one way or the other about whatever
yeah.
someone's doing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Kanye right now is. Top-notch entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is nonstop.
It's sad. It's just like, you know, I don't... train wrecks are train wrecks. We all watch them.
I don't think he's a train wreck.
I think he...
He's not like... I've seen Bam Margera at a bar.
Yeah.
That's a fucking train wreck, right? Like, that is...
But Bam didn't mean so much to a culture, too. You know, I mean, he meant so much to his...
Right.
But Kanye was like, when he came out, it's just, yeah. I just hate to see a dude. He's still so talented, too, and his music's dope. Like, Follow God is so dope.
His video's so dope
with his dad and then
even just that quote at the end is just heavy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
A black man, you know, it's great. But then it's like... I just worry about him, man. I just worry about him.
I mean, because
I like the dude. I've always liked him from jump. The statements, his mama. Yeah. You know what I mean.
And I don't.
He's the
I
first
don't think
dude with
he,
the backpack, and you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like the heart.
He
like,
is constantly evolving, though.
Yeah.
And so one, if he's like in a phase, and he's just the whole time has been like, yo, I'm gonna just tell y'all what I'm going through the whole time I'm going through it. And one, he's doing it in a way that, like, you know, these niggas we watched. People die, kill themselves, overdose, you know, struggling with stuff that they wouldn't struggle with out loud. You didn't find out that Prince was hooked on fentanyl until Prince died of fentanyl. You didn't, like...
You think Prince died of fentanyl?
No, but...
Whoa!
No.
What did Russell Simmons do?
No. Yeah, but like, I mean, but like, you know, you don't know that Anthony Bourdain's suffering through something until Anthony Bourdain kills himself. You don't know that anyone's, like, depressed or any of this shit until they do it. And Kanye...
It's
like,
telling us everything.
He's telling you everything. He's being like, true. Yo, I was suffering. Like, I was on drugs. I felt weird about my body. And niggas still clown him about that shit.
Oh,
like,
the lipo.
The lipo is weird. Yeah. But, like, nigga, you got access. You might get some lipo. If I got fat and I have millions of dollars, I might be like, you know, just suck this out my titty. Like, I don't.
Just work out, Kanye.
Yeah.
Go to the gym.
You don't got time for that shit. Just suck it out your titty. You got some of them who's going to come suck it out your titty. Let the nigga suck it out your titty.
Nah,
and
man.
Then you work out.
You know, that's the problem with having that wife like that. It's like, baby, you think I should get lipo?
She's like, I got my man right here. My guy's waiting outside. I thought you'd never ask.
I got him right here. Just pops out the van. I've been waiting for a long time.
I got my lipo there.
It was getting hot in there.
Uh-huh. I got my booty girl and my lipo band right there.
Take it out you, put it right in her. Get Kylie in here. Give me your lips.
So what's up with comedy, man? You doing your Keep It Professional show?
We doing it, but like, we just canceled it this week, so I'm super upset about it.
Okay. Where is it at? Where are you
doing? Downtown Broadway Bar. It's the third Wednesday of every month. The lineups have been fantastic.
Still you and Zara?
Me, Zara, and Austin Scott's also producing it. Okay. He's a new young comic. He's around downtown. He's got some connects, you know, hooked up the venue and everything.
Oh, you got the young boys now, huh?
Yeah, you gotta have people, you know, doing. Okay. I can't be doing everything.
Yeah, we need workers, I understand.
Yeah, so that's every third Wednesday. Putting out Fuck Politics, Religion, and Kanye still.
No doubt.
Like every.
What's that about?
How long that podcast been going now?
That's been probably a year. I started it like a week or two after Kanye put on a red hat.
Okay.
So April.
You just called it
2017. Yeah, the hat.
The hat.
Since he put on the hat. And I was like, oh, we're going to start recording today. So I started like right after that, because it was kind of after talking with you.
We had a talk.
Because first you was.
I be talking.
You inspired.
You was hella anti-Kanye at the first, when he first put the hat on.
Or maybe
and
just
then
anti.
I told you that I had like better conversations with black people about how they felt in different shit. And you were like, yeah. A week later, he's like, I talked to black people. And you're right. I did have some good conversation. And you came back a few weeks later. He's like, fuck all that.
It got weird. Like, when he put the hat on, it got real weird. The Michael Jackson movie was weird. I remember going to work. And going to like a coffee shop, and I'd be making my coffee, and a brother would come up to me and like, yo, fuck Kanye, and that shit with Michael Jackson is not real. Peace. That was like, that's how my mortars were for at least 2 weeks, man.
That's and, that was the first FC did to kill himself?
dog.
See, we do shit first.
How you doing, brother?
Always. Couldn't wait to get off. All the time.
That shit ain't
they
real.
Always remix the work that we do.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, by the way.
I'll tell you, I was trying to sell Epstein niggas back when that R. Kelly documentary came out, And like niggas didn't want to hear that shit at all. Like I've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein since like
he's in a documentary.
No, because they got they went after R. Kelly for the
and they kept being like oh, the only reason R. Kelly gets away with this is because it's like black women and people don't care about black women. I was like, there's a nigga Jeffrey Epstein who's got hundreds of white girls under his belt and is doing a like he did the lightest weight sentence for it, and he hangs out with the president, and people are like, shut up, nigga, no one cares about that shit. And then like now people are like, oh, what's up, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I'm like, there was a girl when Trump was running for office that was one of Jeffrey Epstein's girl that filed a lawsuit that said Trump raped her. And like this is while the whole election was happening, like this shit was filed in court, in federal court. And like, I was like, no news story is going to talk about this. It's the actual shit. And then Fox News leaked her name and then the bitch disappeared and dropped the case. And I was like, no one's going to talk about this shit. And like, I'm like, this is while he's running for president. Can you imagine if Barack Obama, if somebody said Barack Obama filed, if someone filed in court that Barack Obama raped him as a child? Nigga. And I was like, but Jeffrey Epstein, anyway. Wow. I was upset about it then.
I think people don't care because of the child thing. And they don't want to see, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I guess he didn't kill himself, but he was a monster, so who gives a shit? I think there's a big element of that.
I don't think he did.
Of course.
I don't know. He might have, fucking, what you call it?
They popped a pill in him?
Yeah, you popped the pill yourself. You know, if you a real one and you down for the team, you like, listen, y'all, this pedophilia secret goes down. Like, they are, any pedophile, like, that's been big, like, fucking, what's the Penn State nigga?
Joe Paterno.
That shit was bigger than him.
But you only get one. Paterno. It was the other dude.
Not Paterno, yeah.
But his boy. But Paterno knew about it. And then Paterno died.
And then he died.
But in his defense, great defense.
I think that's my other conspiracy theory. That's the biggest kept secret in the world.
What? Jeffrey Epstein?
No, pedophilia ring. Generally. I mean, he's not the only one.
Do you believe in that Pizzagate, all that stuff?
I never even looked into that shit.
Pizzagate?
Hey, it's something about pizzas and pedophilia.
Yeah, pizzas. Like,
every time I read it, I just get hungry.
Pizza shop at a... Yeah, I want pizza right now. I don't even know why you brought that up. So there was the shit with Hillary Clinton on the Pizzagate, and there was like a pedophile ring like run out of a pizza shop in some place.
So you think there's some Eyes Wide Shut type organization where people just have sex with children?
Positive.
That's not out there on possibility.
I think that's what...
I mean, the Catholic Church did it out in the open.
I think that's what Scalia was doing when Scalia got murdered.
Word.
He was at a weird ranch in Texas that looked like a motel that was frequented by other powerful people. It's like the shadiest, dirtiest ranch. Look up the ranch that this nigga died in and tell me that they weren't fucking kids at that ranch. And the story that I heard was he got his throat slit by the kid he was fucking. But that's a whole nother story.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to start talking to me about... I'm not even up on these conspiracy theories.
All right. Yeah. Who do you know? He said, somebody told me. That's what I heard.
He's like, new rap album conspiracy theories. I'm like, who is this rapper?
I'll be the new, wasn't that with MC Griff? With that nigga? I'll be that dude of comedy. I'm going to just be out here with the wild conspiracy theories.
Because you want to get...
Slit his throat.
Land in the desert, right? So yeah. I can't imagine a real estate agent who's like just taking you around the property and you're just looking around. He's like, I feel like people fuck kids here. Next property.
No, thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
You drop some oil on the ground.
Bad vibes. It doesn't drop.
It just comes back up. The wind's like,
I know what happened here.
People fuck kids here.
Yeah. This is gnarly shit, bro.
You're gonna make that real estate agent work, dog.
So, all right. So you got keep it professional.
Keep it professional. FPRK. That's it. I might have a new thing.
Oh, you doing
Tuskegee Jokeman.
Tuskegee Jokeman. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Oh, I'm doing a show. If anyone listens to this before next week, that's in Philadelphia. I got a fundraiser show in Philadelphia for my friend Siju, who I went to high school with, who's been like. Incapacitated for 8 years.
Vacation?
And his sentence should have been up in 6, he's still in because of some fuckery. And so we're doing a fundraiser show to get him some legal fees up. So that's in Philadelphia, December 29th at Temple Ambler. Come out to that. Tickets are expensive as fuck.
You go back home a lot?
Philly?
Nah, I'm going back now, though, so I'm doing some shows. I go back like once a year. I try.
Okay.
And then once a year, like me and my family try to meet up a place because all my siblings are in different places.
How many siblings you got? Oh, yeah, your brother, your sister.
New York, New York, Indiana, and New Mexico.
Got a cute sister, dog.
Yeah, chill out, She out there married. She cutting niggas. Why you get all serious? He was like, word, dead ass.
I didn't know she was married. No disrespect, homie. Yeah.
Oh, she's married?
She's doing well. Yeah, she's good. She's working at SNL.
Like, how long has that been
going? She working at SNL?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me she's doing wonderful.
Shout out to us. Yeah. I mean, she's doing wardrobe. She ain't still dope. But yeah, it's super dope. Yeah.
Still dope. Hell yeah. That check is dope, too. Right? So what project are you trying to work at? Work on?
I'm trying to write some stuff, man. I got a few things that I need to write out. 17 things, but I'm
going to start off on one.
17. I wrote them all down the other day. I was like, what viable Jones do I got and where do I start? So 17, I know which one I'm starting on. So I'm working on that. So hopefully I have a series to shop in like 6 months.
Is it all series? Or do you have any like a motion picture ideas?
No, there's definitely some. There's definitely motion picture ideas. As much as I can, though, I'd like to do a series because that shit is where the money really and longevity is at these days. So, but like, I definitely have motion picture ideas.
I don't even think that's. Yeah, that's where the money is. But I think that's where like the best story is now.
Oh yeah, too. You can really stretch that shit out.
You have to be like really, really good for me to like that movie I saw, Jojo Rabbit. Like I was transformed into that world.
Yeah,
but I'm used to now being like, oh, it takes me a couple.
Get me deep in this series.
I want to know more. Why is this 20 episodes?
I read a thing in, was that, said, like, people in New York or whatever that, it's an Instagram page, and they just, like, you know, kind of profile a different person in New York and everything. And there's an old black stripper named Tangaree.
And they did.
They did two posts for Tangaree because Tangaree's story is so dope. Because
people don't even drink Tangaree.
Dude, like she was like, and like
hey,
she's, nah, she's like from like back in the day.
How old is she?
She talked about stripping in the joint that they shot Saturday Night Fever in.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she was like, I was the only black chick in there. I was the only black chick that got white bitch money at these strip clubs. And like she just... They gave her two posts, and they always just give people one post. And I read this woman's like story in her two posts that were dope. Like it starts off with like she got pregnant, her mom kicked her out of the house and got her arrested, and because her mom hated her this much, her mom fucked the PO in the prison that she was locked up at just to fuck her over more. Like some just wild, wild shit. Like her story sounds crazy. I don't want a movie. I want a series. I need a series on this woman.
Yeah.
So you thinking I love dirty women like that. I love you a mean ass
that
woman.
That's an evil woman.
Woo. Fuck your parole officer.
Just to fuck with you. It's something about it.
Dirty.
That's the type of woman you want on your side, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that I'm like, I want to hear it. I want a whole Ooh. Season arc. On just like her mom. Just
her name's either Diana or Victoria. Her mom. That's a Victoria.
A Victoria would fuck your parole officer.
Right. It's dope, shit, though. Yeah. So you thinking about writing a story about her? You going to hit up Tangaree?
I'm going to get my one down first, and I might have to hit up
Tangaree. Is it like conspiratorial stuff you thinking about doing? Or like,
I have a few of those. I got some apocalypse stuff. I love the apocalypse, so I like to write about those. I like to think about alternate dystopian kind
universes.
That. And then, you know, then just some regular world shit that it would be easier selling. I got a good racism horror movie that I had before Get Out. And I had a writing partner then, and I was like, we need to do this shit. This is where it's at. It's a horror movie that deals with racism. And then
Your writing partner named Jordan Peele?
I met Jordan Peele with that dude. I was out to dinner with him. And then we wrote some other project that I had to back out of, which also would have been great too. It was a slave movie, and I was like, I don't want to do a slave movie.
Another slave movie.
But it was a slave movie comedy.
Another slave movie comedy.
They're all comedies.
They're all comedies.
Harry was a comedy.
I'm not watching it. It looked bad.
It's a comedy.
It looked bad.
It's a comedy.
The only redeeming factor of that movie is that it's got jokes.
Where was it playing? I don't even know where it was playing at.
I went to the premiere.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went to the
Yeah.
Wow.
And we,
what you wear?
Yeah, I wore a suit jacket that was a little too big. I hadn't had it tailored yet. My cousin invited me last minute. I was like, I don't know, like, I got shit in the closet, but I just ordered a new suit that I had tailored yet. So I grabbed that jacket, and I had this baller ass ladies necklace that I wore when I was Lenny Kravitz for Halloween 2 days before.
No doubt.
So I threw that bitch on with a little shirt and some jeans and some like nice shoes, and I went to that bitch.
Yeah.
And I ended up having dinner at Soho House afterwards with like Winston from New Girl and the nigga from the boyfriend from Dear White People and the other boyfriend from Insecure and some other actress name. I forget her name, but she was like the prettiest girl I've ever seen. She's in Raising Dion. The real, real pretty light skin chick.
Dion.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm watching that for her.
Yeah.
And
I sat up
there just like, and they all dressed like super nice with all they fitted shit. And I'm just like, I'm in this motherfucker. I thought this suit looked dope for just the premiere. I wasn't supposed to be out doper than them.
They're uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were all.
They're probably the only bit.
That's cool,
and,
man.
Yeah, and we all just shit on that movie.
And you still. That's what everybody was doing. Everybody was just trashing the movie.
I didn't like it's how bad. They put Janelle Monáe. Like, when I see like the billboard when I'm driving around town, it's just like, all right, just to make sure we have somebody pretty in here.
Yeah. The Harriet is beautiful. But Janelle
Monáe
is the. I was just a few rows from her. That is one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen before. I tried.
Could you smell her?
I realized she was sitting two seats behind me during the movie. And if I knew that, I really would have.
The way you licked your lips is disgusting,
man.
That was so disgusting.
He can't even smell it right now.
No, because he didn't even lick his lips. He almost licked his lips. And then he looked his eyes off to the side, like to the left a little bit. And
I was like,
you're not even in this room right now, Greg. Greg is not in this room. Can you smell it? And then, oh, God.
I was trying to smell it.
I should have looked you in the eye when you did that. This might have changed the nature of our relationship. I love you.
That's true, though. I did go to another place.
You went there. You were not here.
I looked over and I was like, nah, talk back to Bradley.
Yeah, I was like,
he needs a moment. He needs.
I went to another world. I'm sorry. It's
like, is she dirty?
That's that sober shit, dog. That's that sober shit. Sometimes you just transport
yourself
to a whole other world.
That's sober shit. We were talking about comedy. So I was at a show, and because I want to throw gasoline on this fire, I went to a show last week. I don't like to fuck around with comics, but you know, every now and then you do that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And I went to a show, and this girl did 6 minutes of an 8 minute set on me. Like, and I was just sitting there being
she
like,
"She talked about you?"
Oh, like while I was in the room, like we weren't on bad terms, but we wasn't on good terms. Like I walked in, I was like, "Oh, what's up?"
Her name began with an H.
Nah, nigga, I ain't talking about who nobody is.
Yeah,
This is why I can sit in the back of a room and let somebody tell jokes about me and not have a problem with it and just go. I was up next. I was up next and went up there and just did my set and even played off her shit. I was like, you heard her? Niggas out here is trash. Da 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 da. And like, use that in my shit. I'm like,
did
nobody,
you have sex with
don't nobody
person?
Know who the fuck. Obviously. That's what this shit's about me. It's just fucking trash in my shit.
Where was the show?
I ain't giving no fucking clues. I ain't giving no clues because this is why I can do it. But I'm sitting there the whole time being like, should I just go up and roast this bitch? Should I go up and make my own jokes about the experience and do all this other shit? So what do you guys think about that? Jokes about past. Jokes about.
Guy's such a.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Greg, I'll take care of it. I'll do it.
Oh, Jesus.
So let's break this down, right? Generally speaking, and if I'm going to keep it super real right now. I'm not going to listen to Kanye's album again.
Good move.
Fair.
Good move.
Mature. I came in here with my gasoline. He had a fire blanket ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got to suck
it up. You didn't even have to blow on it.
Yeah, I know.
You just looked at it.
Yeah. I put a little moat. Get through.
I think Janelle Monáe smells like like lavender. Like metallic lavender. That's what I think.
I don't
she
love lavender,
like.
So I don't want her to smell
you don't like
I'm
lavender?
Not a big fan. It took me a while to figure it out. I was like, why don't I like how this bitch?
I like putting it in a joint.
You put lavender in your weed?
Yeah, I put lavender in my weed.
Man, you hella hippie. That's a hippie.
No, my homegirl Serafina put me onto that. I went to her house, and she was like, oh, she has like a lavender bush or tree. Mm-hmm. Do lavender come in trees or bushes?
Yeah, it's a bush.
I'm bad at science.
It's a bush.
So she like, took it and was like, oh, we're going to put it in the joint. I was smoking. I was like, this shit's like so fucking
It's real nice. Yeah, yeah, I dated a girl who did that shit to her. I'd be like, oh, that's a tasty, that's a tasty little drink. Yeah.
One chick I remember.
Why is eating that pussy?
What? A lavender?
For laughing at my pussy.
I'm down. You can't threaten me.
Soothing. It's soothing.
Can't threaten me with a botanical good time.
This is your whole lip burning.
Aston, what you been watching, man? You watching anything interesting?
I'm watching Watchmen, which
I gotta catch up.
Oh yeah, catch up. It's great. I'm really enjoying.
How many episodes are there?
Just five. Five.
Yeah, I know HBO's doing this thing where they're just not. They're just keeping it traditional. They're gonna release it the one day at a time thing. But you could still load up on them if you have like the streaming service. So that's what I do now.
Yeah.
So it's like I gotta catch up. But that shit's fucking. I thought it was gonna be bad. It's really good.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be bad. And it's great. It's like my favorite thing on it. And other than that, I started watching Power. I wanted to catch up on that because niggas all talking about Power, and so I got like three seasons in. Just hate watching this
show. Stop it.
Just,
stop.
It's so
Don't do
bad.
It. Don't do it.
And I was like, let me watch an episode of The Wire just to make myself feel better.
Cleanse your palate.
Just to remember what good TV is like. And now I am in season two of The Sopranos. Like, I just watched through. I'm like, I'm just going to watch good TV.
Yeah. Let me put you on something. Godfather of Harlem.
I've been hearing that.
Epics.
Good.
Yeah. Forrest Whitaker. Uh-huh. Really good. Really good show.
Top Boy. Netflix.
Top Boy is good.
Top Boy is good.
Okay.
That's Top British people, right?
Yeah. Because I remember watching the first two, as they call it in Merry Old England, series.
Yeah.
The series. And I think, I'm not sure if I'm wrong, but I think Luther's back. Or if it was back, they had new episodes a year ago. Yeah.
I got to watch that shit with. No.
The Ghost of Luther.
The Ghost of Fat Luther.
But yo, their accent is too thick. Like, I tried to watch it the first time and I didn't think to myself to put on the subtitles.
Yeah.
I'll just rewatch that with subtitles.
But we speak the same language.
Do we?
It is.
We do. You don't watch Peaky Blinders?
No, I don't. I heard that was good, too.
That's really good, too. I just started watching that, too. There's, like a bunch of good...
That shit is so thick. It is thick.
Yeah.
It's sexy, though.
You got to keep it to, like, 5 to 10 shows.
Yeah, and I also...
And that's
a
lot, too.
My ADD's gotten a lot worse. Like, I guess my anxiety's up, so I, like, look at a bunch of stuff now. So it's harder for me to get into a lot of newer shows. Like, I can have one that I'm like, all right, during this hour, I put my phone down and I focus. But otherwise, I find myself, like, missing a bunch of shit. So I got to really focus on new shows so I can get one at a time. And the rest of the shit I just have playing in the background, basically. I'm like, all right, I've seen this episode 3 times, so I'm going to let that shit.
Just play it,
man. It's still great, yeah.
How's your lawyering doing?
It's good, man. I'm, like, back full-time to it. It's actually stunting my dreams.
What kind of lawyering?
I was working for Kyle.
Plenty of work in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's the time. That's not a problem. But, like, you know, I had, like, a trial this morning, so I was, like, I had to be up at, like, 7 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning.
Lawyers are all the fucking same, dog. Y'all some drinking-ass, drug-doing, knowing the rules, don't want to do it,
yes,
making money. Wilding out ass motherfuckers, boy.
All accurate.
All y'all are so wild.
Are you defending somebody?
Yeah.
I swear to God, as it comes in, wafting of like last night.
No, I'm responsible. Like, okay. I didn't go out last night. I just blazed with my cute neighbor.
Okay. And lawyers.
Yeah, well, I was in bed by like 11 o'clock, 11:30.
All y'all. Yeah. It's like race, sex, gender. It doesn't matter. Y'all are all just wild ass.
And we all just be trying to keep it on a low from each other in the office. Like, we all ain't just coming in just on some wild shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Smelling like pussy and cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, what'd you do last night? I smelled Janelle Monae.
I got this interview is like such, like, I showed up to that interview just trash. Like, there, no one should have hired me. Like, I didn't sleep, smelling like I showered, so
there you go.
The smell was off.
But yeah.
It's just still your skin.
But the feeling.
I was in there just sweating like a preacher. And it was like, well, we love you. So, and I was like, well, fooled you niggas. Like, I'm smart and I'm good at this whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, I'm out here. Yeah.
Well, if you got some workers' comp issues, holler at Mr. Aston Wallace.
If you were not if you were injured at work, I defend the man. So if you own a company, if you are a business owner and these greedy niggas is trying to get over on you and you need some defense, holler at your boy.
I defend
also
the
don't,
man.
Don't tell anybody at my job you listen to this podcast.
I defend the man.
I defend the man, Trump 2020.
Trump 2020, Kanye 2024.
Oh, my goodness. Ashley, where can people find you on the internet?
Fast Ramon on everything. I've been thinking about changing it to Pinky Ring Smoke, but it's...
Toe Ring Mist.
But we'll see after I get my pinky ring tomorrow. I'm getting a new pinky ring, so I'll see how it feels.
The life you live. For real. Like,
my sister just wrote me today. She was like, yo, stop this.
No. I want to take this to the extreme.
I might make a music video.
I want pinky rings on different fingers.
Nigga,
a pinky ring on your thumb would be dope.
Bradless, where can the people find you on the interwebs?
Classic Bradless on Instagram, Young Oxy content on Twitter, or Bradless Comedy, it's whatever. And Black Sage Pod on Twitter and Black Sage Podcast on Instagram.
All right, you guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy on Instagram. Thank you, Aston Wallace. Please follow Aston at Fast Ramon on all the social media.
Also, FPRK Radio and at Tuskegee Jokeman.
No doubt. Please listen to those podcasts. We support our brothers.
Third Wednesday of the month, Broadway Bar.
Downtown LA.
Yes.
Thank you for all our listeners for supporting. Thank you for hitting us up on Twitter, Instagram. We really appreciate you. Thank you, Tim. You're the best.
Thanks, Tim.
And we'll holler at you guys next time. Peace.
Yeah.